Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What does he say, verse 6? Oh, come. Oh, come. And do what? Let us worship. Worship. Now, get the setting. What have they been talking about? His greatness. Right? How big he is. Let us worship and do what? And bow down. Let us what? Kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we're the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Glory to God. He's a big God. We ought to worship him. Bow before him. Kneel before him. Prostrate ourselves before him. And worship him who made the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land and all that in them is. Worship his greatness. Glory to God. Skip on down to the 96th Psalm. Verse 3. 96:3, declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Now let me talk about the opposite of this. And we are to have no fear of any other god. Right? Remember the enemy tempting Jesus. Took him up on the pinnacle. Showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Said, all this I'll give you because it's been delivered to me. That's a fact. 2 Corinthians calls him the God of this world. Which also explains about all the junk that's in the world. Right? All the chaos and destruction. That's not God's doing. He said, I'll give it to you if you'll do what? If you will fall down and worship me. What did Jesus say? You get behind me. He said, it's written. You'll worship the Lord your God, and him only will you worship. You don't bow before any picture. You don't bow before any statue. Did you hear me? You don't worship any angel. You don't worship any departed saint. Did you hear me? You don't worship any preacher. You don't worship any human. None. 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 Right? No, you don't pray to any beads. You don't pray to any totem. You pray to the unseen God. Did you hear me? How many remember in the scripture? I mean, he forbade them. He said, you didn't see any likeness in the mount, so you don't make any statue, you don't make any likeness. Right? You worship God. Hallelujah. You can talk too much about angels. How many know we don't worship angels? Thank God for them. They're sent to help us. We don't worship them. We don't pray to them. We don't even talk too much about them. They don't get the glory. God gets the glory. Right? Worship God and him only. Him only. So we're not afraid of witchcraft. We're not afraid of anybody putting a curse on us. That's a great thing about fearing God. You don't have to fear anything else. Right? Because who's bigger than him? Who can override him? If God's for you, who can successfully be against you? You remember when they called Balaam and tried to get him to curse the people of God. And he tried and tried and tried. He said, how can you curse whom God has blessed? He was apparently an expert cursor. He said, you can't do it. When God's blessed somebody, I don't care what kind of hoodoo, voodoo, magic incantation, curse, and anything else, fear none of it. Fear no false god. Fear no, don't you sit around and tremble and think, well, I wonder what they're doing over there. I think they might be trying to put a curse on their church. And if they do, they better make it for their hat size. Because it's coming right back on their head. The Bible said the curse causeless shall not come. It'll return to the place where it came from. We're going to curse you. Let her rip. It's coming right back on you. Because you cannot curse whom God has blessed. And when you fear the Almighty God, creator of heavens and earth, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you need fear nothing else. Nothing else. Nothing else. No other so-called God. Aren't you glad? We know the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Keep reading. The Lord is great. Greatly to be praised. He's to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. They're nothing. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now that's interesting, isn't it? How many know that offerings are supposed to be worship? In fact, the word worship includes the whole idea of serving God. Sometimes instead of saying serving God with your life, it talks about worshiping God, and it includes your whole life serving God. And, you know, sometimes people don't like to talk about money and talk about offerings and those things, but the Bible in more than one place, it says don't come before the Lord empty. Come and bring your offering. And the problem is people are looking at people and they're thinking about giving to the church or giving to these preachers or giving to the... No, look to the Lord. Your giving is to the Lord, right? And you come before him and you bring your offering and you bring your praise and you bring your worship. And then what happens? He shows up and he receives it. The more you press in and draw near to him, the more you love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And that's shown in your offering. It's shown in your praise. It's shown in your worship. It's shown in the way you live. Then he draws near to you. And next thing you know, here comes the whale tail. You know what I mean by that, don't you? And you're going, whoa, whoa, whoa. You thought he could do big stuff. And then he says, you like that? And you go, oh, yeah. He goes, watch this. Look at this. How many know he is able to do exceeding abundantly, far above all we ask or think? As big as you can think. He's way bigger. Way bigger. Let me give you one more and then let's act on this. So I didn't finish reading in that passage. Excuse me. Psalm 96:8. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering. Come into his courts. Verse 9. Do what? Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And do what? Fear before him. All the earth. So see, worship, as we've said, you're acknowledging how great he is, and in fear of him, in awe of him, and like we said, also in adoration, adoring him. Now to Psalm 99. It says, the Lord reigns. Let the people what? I tell you what, some people have never known God. They have, I don't know what's for lack of a better term, they have a Mickey Mouse idea of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. They've never sensed His greatness. I have sensed the presence of God that made me tremble. Not in a way that I was scared of Him, that He's going to hurt me. He loves me, I know that. But He's so big. He's so awesome. And I tell you what, I will take some more of it. Do you know what I mean by that? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fine with me if I trembled and shook like a dishcloth. Right? To let the presence of the Lord be made manifest powerfully and mighty. But you got to focus on Him. And you got to be real. No junk, no falseness, no play, no pretend. Spirit, not flesh. Truth, not phoniness. Everybody say, no phony.
No phony.
No phoniness. Keep reading. The Lord reigns. Let the people tremble. How many would take some trembling in a good way? Would you take some of that? He sits between the cherubims. Let the earth be moved. Wow. The Lord is great in Zion. He is high above all the people. Let them praise your great and terrible name, for it is holy, pure, and powerful. The king's strength also loves judgment. You do establish equity. You execute judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God and worship where? At His footstool. Bow down. For He is holy. 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 Moses and Aaron among His priests. Samuel among them that call upon His name. They called upon the Lord and He answered them. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept His testimonies and the ordinance that He gave them. You answered them, O Lord our God, You are a God that forgave them, though You took vengeance on their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. He's holy. Worship Him. Oh, hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me